Here come the 90-somethings. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Hey, everybody. Thanks to the relentless march of medical progress, we're going to live past 90. I heard it on the radio.
90 is now normal.
90 is now normal. The Census Bureau predicts 8.7 million of us will live into the 2050s, into our 90s. It's like a second life.
Most of those who live into their 90s outlive their resources, with average income under $15,000.
A second life. As a poor person.
90-somethings have far more disabilities than people only a few years younger.
A poor, disabled person.
Can our healthcare system cope with this many older people?
Absolutely not, Scott.
A poor, disabled person who can't get a doctor. A second life in a diaper, watching TV, yelling at our 70-year-old children, "Turn down that Gaga music, it's setting off my defibrillator." Now, since it's my generation who'll become these new 90-year-olds, we need to resolve to at least be good at it. Andy Rooney, whatever you thought of him as a commentator, was good at it. He kept his sense of humor and stayed healthy enough to work till the end. Yes, he complained constantly, but he confined that part of his life to CBS, as far as I can tell. And then, I think medical science should resolve to stop inventing any more life-extending procedures that leave you clapping the TV on and off for 20 years. You know what? If they want to invent something really useful, invent a diaper we'll be able to change without help from our children.
Hey, son, I think it's loose.
I never want to utter those words. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.